This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Monday Morning Quarterbacks brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Zach Strieve here alongside Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Usually I come into this, I look at a bunch of stats and I bring them to the meeting and we have a little interview and we talk about numbers, but it's getting to the point where it's just silly. How many, I don't know what to bring anymore. You guys put up 48 points today. The defense comes up huge again, holds Philadelphia to 3 points, three interceptions. The overwhelming sense that I get here is that this team is absolutely on a mission right now.
Yeah, listen, we're playing with a lot of confidence, but I'd say it's just a great sense of urgency every week. You know, we don't want to let an opportunity slip by. And listen, it's tough to win in this league, and it's tough to execute on a consistent basis in the league. I mean, there are a lot of good teams out there, good players, like prideful, you know, teams. And so each and every week it's, you know, I give a ton of credit to Sean Payton and the coaching staff for, you know, laying out the keys to victory at the start of each and every week and making sure the guys are in check, right, and that – listen, these are the things we got to take care of this week. This is the sense of urgency that's being created to, you know, to prepare ourselves to go out and play our absolute best. And so we really try to keep it that simple. Offensively, we know if we play with great tempo, we know what we're doing. We're in and out of the huddle. We're up and down. We're finding the matchups and we're moving the chains. I mean, good things are going to happen. And I think we've been able to do that the last few weeks, but and hopefully continuing to progress. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's nice when you can walk away from a game having scored 48 and still feeling like, there were some opportunities there.
It's not perfect. It's pretty darn close, but we'll let you go on that comment. I know it'll never be perfect, but a lot of talk the last few weeks about where production was going to come outside of Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara and the discussion of, hey, eventually a team is going to try to take Mike Thomas away completely and all these talks. And so Saints bring in some wide receivers, Brandon Marshall now on the Saints roster, and then you guys come out against Philadelphia and Traquan Smith brings in 10 catches. Keith Kirkwood has two early grabs. Dan Arnold gets involved in the offense. It's starting to look more and more like the comfort level with some of those young guys continues to grow.
No, absolutely. And the more attention that goes to Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara, the more opportunities are going to be there for some of those other guys. And so I don't think I've ever been involved in a game where there was so much attention early on Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara, on two players. I mean, to the point where everyone else was just singled up and it was just a matchup, right? And so after that first drive, I told all those guys, all those young guys, you guys are the matchups in this game, all right? So, man, let's go win. Let's have some fun. Let's toss it around. But, you know, let's execute. But it's going to be your opportunities. And, man, Traquan stepped up, played great. Keith Kirkwood continuing to find, I think, his role, which, you know, I think he could be a very, very good player for us. And I got a ton of confidence in him, and it's just a matter of time on task. And Austin Carr and our tight ends, you know, Dan Arnold comes up with a big catch. I mean, there's some little things that, man, we still got to work on. It's like a fast-track master's degree, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, how do we get these guys to, you know, like calculus 303 really quick, right, when we're in geometry, and get to the point where, man, they're seeing what I see, and adjustments can be made on the fly when we get in these situations where, hey, we're taking away Mike, or we're taking away Alvin, or we're, you know, and those guys have opportunities.
They're having too much fun.
Head coach Sean Payton walks up to the interview. So this is usually awkward between me and Drew, but Coach Payton, since you're standing next to me laughing and you got your family, Drew says it wasn't perfect, but it was close. Would you agree?
Yeah, look, I feel like that unicorn game sits out there, you know, and it's hard because someone asked, you know, what game did it compare like? Each one's different. Man, it was it's certainly a tough team, though, and we have a ton of respect for them. So good enough for tonight.
I'll let you go. Coach has got his family with him. See you guys. Take it easy. All right, one final one. Mark Ingram misses the first four games of the season, comes back, has over 100 yards last week, over 100 yards this week. Talk about the dimension added to this defense. So much attention is placed on the passing game in the Saints offense, and really last year it started. But when this running game gets going, this team is as close to undefendable as any offense in football.
Yeah, as you know, it's controlling the line of scrimmage, right? And so that's what you're able to do with the run game. And it starts with the guys up front. And the offensive line is playing tremendous. Jermon Bushrod stepped in and played great today. You saw in the second half we were interchanging guards, you know, and it was like a revolving door there for a little bit. But, man, those guys just play so well together, and they set the tone, and they know that. And so it starts with them. But, man, our ability to run the ball effectively sets up the pass. Our ability to throw the ball effectively sets up the run. And so the complement of the two, like you said, it's hard for a defense with all of our personnel groups, right, and all of our multiple formations and shifts and motions and movements, and then all of a sudden it's, is it run, is it pass? And, you know, we got some guys that can do something with it when we get the right matchups.
All right, I know you guys got a short week. I'll let you run. Great job today. Congratulations on the win, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
That was Saints quarterback Drew Brees, and this was Monday Morning Quarterback brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Back to Tommy in the studio. This is Zach Strief signing out from the Saints game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.